بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents a parable, an example of those who disbelieve in Him, those who reject the Qur'an as being the word of Allah, those who belie the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likens these people to that person in this world who does not have the tools, the means at his disposal by which to navigate and find his way around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, those who have rejected our signs, سُمٌّ وَبُكْمٌ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, they are deaf, they are mute, and they are in total darkness. What is meant by this is that spiritually they are deaf, they are unable to hear. Bukmun, they are mute, they are unable to speak, to call out to others for assistance, for help. And fi dhulumat, because of the darkness around them, they are unable to see. So a person whose condition is like this, he can't use his hearing, he can't use his speech, he can't use his faculty of sight, then it is impossible for a person like this to navigate, to find his way to his destination. In the same way, these people spiritually, they are unable to navigate and find their way to their destination, which is the Akhirat, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jannah. These people have no tools at their disposal to navigate and find their way to Allah's pleasure. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يَشَىٰ إِلَّهُ يُضْلِلْ, that person who Allah wishes, then He will lead him astray. وَمَنْ يَشَىٰ يَجْعَلْهُ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, and that person who Allah wishes, He will guide him or He will place him upon a straight path. Here the ulama of Aqeedah have mentioned a very important point. Of course, naturally the question will arise that if Allah is saying whoever He wishes He will lead astray and whoever He wishes He will guide, then a person could think to himself that what is the point of me making any effort? Why should I try? This is all within Allah's decision, His choice. Taqdeer has already been preordained. So why do I have to make an effort? And this very same question came to the minds of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif. Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu says that kunna fi janazatin, we had attended a janaza with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Faja'ala yankutu fil ard, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was there and he was scratching at the ground with a stick. So a great amount of detail in this hadith. It shows Sahaba radiallahu anhum were paying attention, they were observant of what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was doing. And then he said to us that مَا مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَقَدْ كُتِبَ مَقْعَدُهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ أَوِ النَّارِ, that there is nobody from amongst you except that his place either in Jannah or in Jahannam has already been written for him. In other words, every one of you, as you are standing here or seated here, despite the fact that you are still alive, you are still making an effort, you are still doing deeds, but your final destination, your final abode is already predestined for you. So somebody asked the question that, O Nabi of Allah, أَفَلَا نَتَّكِلُ, should we not just then give up, lose hope, and rely upon our taqdeer? Whatever Allah has ordained for us, that's what will happen to us. What's the point of us making any effort? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam very beautifully replied to him. He says, اِعْمَلُوا فَكُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ, that you continue to make an effort, because those deeds that you have been created to do, whether it is good deeds or whether it is evil deeds, these will be facilitated for you. The way will be opened up for you, but you do not know what you have been created for. Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi would explain also, when people would ask him, that Allah has already written our taqdeer, and perhaps Allah has written in my taqdeer that I won't perform salah, I won't do good deeds, I won't pay my zakat. So this, I cannot fight that, I cannot go against it, that's my taqdeer, that's what I will do. So he would explain to them that, see, you do not know your taqdeer. You don't know whether it's ordained for you to read your Zohar salah today, whether it's ordained for you to obey Allah, disobey Allah. Therefore, you cannot just rely on this and say it is in my taqdeer. You have to make an effort. And then as proof, the verse of Surah Al-Layl was recited, where Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى, as for that person who أَعْطَى, who makes an effort to give, to spend in the path of Allah, وَاتَّقَى, he has taqwa, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and he believes in those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to believe in, then فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, Allah says we will open up the avenues of goodness for him. In other words, he makes an effort, he tries from his side, Allah will then open up the doors and the avenues for him to do good deeds. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى But that person who is miserly, he doesn't make an effort to spend in Allah's path. وَاسْتَغْنَى He is independent, he doesn't want to obey Allah. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى And he rejects the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, because of what he has done, what he is, the effort he is making from his side, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى Allah says, we will facilitate and open for him the avenues of evil. So every person is obliged to make an effort. We do not know what is in our taqdeer, what is recorded for us, but our taqdeer will be in accordance to the effort we made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew how much a person will try, how much he will put himself forward, the effort he will make to please Allah, and accordingly, Allah will then write in his taqdeer those good deeds for him to do. So, مَنْ يَشَأِ اللَّهُ يُضْلِلْ Whoever Allah wishes, Allah will lead astray, of course, because this person has made an effort to disobey Allah. وَمَنْ يَشَأْ And whoever Allah wishes, Allah will place him on the straight path, because he has made an effort to stay on that path. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to these mushrikeen, these polytheists, that قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ Allah says, inform me, tell me, إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ If the punishment of Allah has to come to you, أَوْ أَتَتْكُمُ السَّاعَةِ Or if Qiyamah has to come to you, أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُونَ Will you call unto anyone other than Allah? إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ If you are truthful in your claim that these idols are true, and these idols have power and control, then you should call unto them when there is some difficulty, when there is some hardship, something that you require in your life, and you know that push has come to shove now, there's no other way out, then why is it that you call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like they say, there's no atheist on a sinking ship. A person realizes that now there's no way out, there's no escape route, I'm not in control. So then he will turn to the one ilah, one deity, one being who he knows is capable of helping him. So Allah gives the answer, بَلْ إِيَّاهُ تَدْعُونَ When a person is in this condition, some punishment, some adab has come, qiyamah has come, then إِيَّاهُ تَدْعُونَ It is only he who you will call unto. فَيَكْشِفُ مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ إِنْ شَاءَ And if he wishes, then he will remove whatever calamity it is that you are asking him to. وَتَنْسَوْنَ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ And at that point you will forget whatever partners you had ascribed to him. So Allah is drawing the attention to the fact that you know in your own lives when there is difficulty, when there is hardship, when there is some calamity, then you turn to Allah. If not openly, then within your heart also you are turning to Allah. Therefore, why is it that during the rest of your life, when there is prosperity, when there is ease, here also you should be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. You should place your trust, your reliance upon Allah, and Allah will open up, facilitate, and create those avenues for ease in your life and for you to do those things that will please him, and then you will navigate and find your way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Allah give us correct understanding and tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.